From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Florida Supreme Court unanimously overturned Terry's Law. That's the law that was keeping Terry Schiavo alive. Courts have said that Terry Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state, and the law was passed last fall to counter those rulings, which favor her husband, Michael Schiavo. He had asked to remove Terry Schiavo's feeding tube. The ruling today from the state's highest court says the legislature overstepped its authority when it passed Terry's Law. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Miami.
It's been almost a year since the national news media first started talking about Terry Schiavo. Her husband, Michael Schiavo, had been in a long court battle with Terry's parents. Michael wanted the courts to remove his wife's feeding tube and let her die. Her parents wanted to keep their daughter connected. After the courts ruled in Michael's favor, the Florida legislature took action and passed a law at Governor Jeb Bush's urging.
This gives in a very limited window of opportunity, the chance to allow a woman who may have said that she wanted to not sustain life with life support, but she didn't say she wanted to be starved to death.
Terry's Law moved quickly through the Florida House and Senate, giving the governor power to override the court's decision in the Schiavo case. As soon as Governor Bush signed the bill, Terry Schiavo's feeding tube was reinserted. Today, the Florida Supreme Court said those actions violated the separation of powers.
There's nothing that really gets judges riled up like a feeling that the other branches are encroaching in on their turf.
Jeffrey Rosen is a law professor at George Washington University. He describes the tone of this decision as indignant. He says what's surprising is that the court did not answer questions about the right to privacy.
Instead, the court ruled quite narrowly that the law was unconstitutional because it violated the separation of powers.
The decision says it is without question an invasion of the authority of the judicial branch for the legislature to pass a law that allows the executive branch to interfere with the final judicial determination in a case. But Rosen says it leaves many issues unaddressed.
The broad question, which is more relevant in the country as a whole, what sort of evidence of an incompetent's wishes should be required before a tube can be pulled? What if a person is suffering and in great pain? Can the tube be removed? These are questions that the U.S. Supreme Court has not definitively resolved and may in the end affect more people.
George Annis chairs the Department of Health Law, Bioethics, and Human Rights at Boston University's School of Public Health. He says this decision leaves the country exactly where it was before the Schiavo case began,
which is that individuals have a constitutional right to make their own decisions when they're competent and have a right to designate someone else through a healthcare proxy to make decisions for them when they're incompetent.
But, he says, people should be proactive to prevent these cases from arising in the first place.
It's still very important for them to tell their loved ones how they'd want to be treated in situations like this.
For Atlanta family law attorney John Mayhew, this decision is a clear instruction manual for how families are to resolve end-of-life issues.
The husband is generally the guardian for the wife and vice versa.
The decision allows Florida Governor Jeb Bush 10 days to call for a rehearing. He says he's considering an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.